ဒီနေ့2018ခုဖေဖော်ဝါရီလ23ရက်နေ့ကနေ
Today is the 13th of February 2018. Today it is Tuesday.
ဒီနေ့ဆိုတော့ဘုန်းကြီးတို့မေတ္တာတရားသင်္ကန်း9ရက်မြောက်နေ့ပေါ့
Today it's the 5th day of the Metta Meditation Retreat.
ဘုန်းကြီးတို့ယောဂီတွေ၅ရက်တိုင်းတိုင်းမေတ္တာတရားကြိုးစားပွားများအထောက်အထောက်တော်တော်လေးမေတ္တာတရားကောင်းပ
ါ So now you meditators have been practicing, have been cultivating metta, loving kindness for 5 days, and as a result of this practice, your metta has become already quite developed.
အရင်ကလေယောဂီတို့ရဲ့နှလုံးသားမှာကမေတ္တာကရှိနေတာဆိုတော့ခုမေတ္တာပေါ်တဲ့အခါကျတော့အလွယ်တကူပဲမေတ္တာတွေထွက်လာတော့
Actually one would need to say that you have already metta, you are alreadydis quality is in you, that's why it is easy to arise.
ဒီမေတ္တာပွားတဲ့အခါမှာမေတ္တာပွားလို့လွယ်တာရှိတယ်။တချို့ယောဂီတွေကျတော့မေတ္တာပွားခက်တာရှိတယ
်။ So when practicing metta, cultivating loving kindness, then for some people, for some meditator, it's quite easy.But for other meditators, it can be difficult, or difficulties can arise.
ဆရာမေတ္တာပါရမီမပါတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဆိုရင်မေတ္တာပွားရင်ပွားရခက်တယ်လို့
So for those meditators who are not endowed with the metta paramis, the perfection of loving kindness,For them, the practice can be difficult.
ဒါကမေတ္တာပါရမီပါတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကြတော့မေတ္တာပွားရင်အလွယ်တကူပဲမေတ္တာဖြစ်တယ
်. And on the other side, for those meditators who are already endowed or have this metta paramis to a certain degree, for them it is easy to practice metta meditation.
နောက်တစ်ခုကဒေါသနဲတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဆိုရင်မေတ္တာပွားရင်မေတ္တာကြီးအလွယ်တကူနဲ့ရတယ်မေတ္တာပွားရင်လွယ်တယ်ပေါ့
Or to express it in another way for those with little dosa little anger irritation aversion and so on for those it is easy to develop metta
ဒေါသကြီးတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်များကျတော့မေတ္တာပွားတဲ့အခါ
And for those with a lot of dosa, anger, aversion, ill will, and so on, so for those it is difficult to cultivate metta.
That's why metta bore kama, the metta conscience kambu lure.
So when engaging in the cultivation of metta,then it is important to have a good metta connection.
Hey, Dikema, who Delhi home says that email a bubu, message a bubu, Buddha, Sadekama, Konechin Kaoma, Seluya, Konechin Magoye, Setulumia.
So nowadays, when we want to make a telephone call,or when we want to send an email, or when we want to send a message, then we need a good connection. Only when the connection is good, can we make a call, can we send an email, or can we send a message.
Kadali ma kong gen, mure yuwa ni de, mure ni da tu ten ni de, li ri dey tai ni de, kakam yu tu ni da, kone chin ma kong ne da jao. တယ်လီဖုန်းဆက်လည်းမကောင်းဘူးအီးမေးလ်တွေပဲပို့မက်ဆေ့ချ်တွေပဲပို့လည်းမရဘူ
း Sometimes when the weather is not good, for example, when it is raining very hard, then it can happen that the connection is not good, and so then one is not able to make a phone call, or one is not able to send an email or a message.
Now the kulu agagwari dori tawni thutan ni lu shin le connection ma kaung ne twa ja de ka le delivery sa ya da lo email pu ya da lo message pu ya da lo tin ma kaung
or else it can also beThat one is in a place where the connection is not good, a place like being on a hill or a mountain, or being deep in the forest, or being in a valley. So then, having no good connection, one cannot make a phone call, or one cannot send an email or a message.
တိပင်ဝိပင်တောတောင်တွေအကာအကွယ်တွေသိမရှိဘူးဆိုရင်ဒါဓာတိဘုံဆက်လို့ကောင်းတယ်အီးမေးပို့လို့ရတယ်မက်ဆေ့ချ်ပို့လို့ကောင်းတယ်ရတယ
် But when the weather is good and when one is not deep in a forest so when there is no hindrance for the connection so then when the connection is good then one can make a phone callOr one can send a message or an email.
Ku metta po de kha metta po de kha ma le metta connection kaung bu ye ji de.
And when we cultivate metta, when we develop loving kindness, then it is important to have a good connection.
Metta connection so ra di lobha.သောတာမောဟစတဲ့ကိဋ္တတရားတွေဖြစ်နေတယ်အားကောင်းနေတယ်ဆိုရင်မေတ္တာပွားလို့မကောင်းဘူးမေတ္တာပို့လို့မရောက်ဘူ
း So in regard to this metta connection if the defilements like lobha greed dosa anger moha delusion etc so if theDefilements are strong, then the connection, the metta connection, is not good, and one cannot cultivate metta.
Hey, Kaba Dota Tare, the Gilita Diari Shin Binire Chi, so you know, metta connection Kaunlu, metta Boa Kaunne, metta Boi, Buddha the Yaude.
Only when the defilements such as lobha, dosa, moha, and so on are absent, when they are not there, when they do not arise, only then is the connection, the metta connection good, and then one can easily develop metta, loving kindness.
Dinari metta andere psiti nainegကိဋ္တာ7ပါးအကြောင်းကိုပြောရမယ
် So today Sayadaw will talk about the 10 kinds of kilesas or defilements which can be an obstacle for the cultivation of metta
အဒီကိလေသာဆိုတာဒီပူလောင်စေတတ်တဲ့သဘောကိုကိလေသာလို့ခေါ်တယ်
So kilesas, defilements, are those things, mental states, which burn the mind, which produce heat.
Ku se gu le bulong si ra ve, kana gu yo gu le bulong si ra.
So these kilesas, they not only burn the mind,But they also burn the body.
Na kilesa ga sait ko le nyit pe sin nai le khana ko ko le nyit pe sin nai le
So these kilesas, the defilements, they defile the mind, they soil the mind, and they also defile or soil the body.
And ada bari ne du lo so yin du mo de mo dein ni mi u de mo dein ni na pi do taung ni ada si aka kwe de ne du de.
So these defilements can be compared to clouds or to a thick fog. So then one cannot see clearly. So there are 10 kinds of these kilesas, defilements. Number one is lobha. This is greed, craving, wanting, desire.
Dodha, say so, say bien, say nyen de dabo.
The number two is dosa, anger, ill will, aversion, hatred.
Number three, moha, amandabhavago, madhi, mamien, ne dabo.
Number three is moha, not seeing the true nature of things, ignorance or delusion.
Number four
is mana, that's conceit.
Number five
is ditti, that's wrong view.
Number 6, visikaita. Bhayadaya aboma. Yoma tandaya pinnayatabo.
Number 6 is vichikicca. This is doubt, skeptical doubt, in regard to the teachings of the Buddha.
Number 7, tina, hichin, taimainayatabo.
Number 7 is tina, sleepiness, a dull mind.
Number 8, uddesa, sei, pianluin, ne tabo.
Number 8 is uttacha, which is restlessness.
Pianluin ne da ho zinza di zinza ho dwe di dwe ho yao di yao yao de uddesa ko.
So this is the wandering mind, thinking about this, thinking about that. This is called uttacha, restlessness.
Number 9, ahirika, magamu aguzu loama, mashette tabo.
And number 9 is ahiri. This is moral shame, shamelessness, sorry.
Number 10, anodaba, aguzu loama le majao, aguzu ye, sojo sinye juribu, kangayama le majao de tabo.
Then number 10 is anottapa, which means not being afraid of engaging in unwholesome deeds. So these kilesas are preventing metta from arising. So when one of these 10 defilements arises in the mind during the metta meditation practice, then the metta connection is not good. Only when none of these defilements are present, only then is the metta connection good. At such a time, then the metta meditation goes very well. Then one is able to cultivate metta.
ဘာနေချင်းကောင်းဘူးလို့ဆိုတော့အဲ့ဒီကိလေသာတရားတွေမိမိတန်တန်မှာတက်ခံမထားဖို့လိုတယ
် So when we want to have a good metta connection then we need to make sure that these kilesas defilements are not present in our mind
အဲ့တော့စိတ်မှာဒီကိလေသာဒီကိလေသာတွေရှင်းအောင်ကင်းအောင်ဆိုတော့ဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရလို့ဆိုတော့ဒီမေတ္တာပဲကြိုးစားပွားရတာမေတ္တာကြိုးစားပွားလိုက်လို့မေတ္တာအာအင်္ဂေါအင်္ဂေါကိုယ်စိတ်မှာဖြစ်နေတယ်ဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒီကိလေသာတွေမဝင်နိုင်မဖြစ်နိုင
် So what can we do in order to have a mind free from these defilementsWhat we can do is actually just cultivating metta diligently and sincerely, cultivating loving kindness. And then when metta becomes stronger, then the mind will automatically be free from these definements.
Good, Anama. Adikilita adipitu.မေတ္တာကောင်းနေခြင်းမကောင်းဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်လည်းဒါမေတ္တာကိုပွားလိုက်ရင်အဲ့ဒီကိလေသာတွေကမိမိတဏ္ဍာကင်းသွားတာပါပဲ
So when we notice during our metta meditation practice that a defilement has arisen and then we notice that the metta connection is not good so then if we simply and sincerelycontinue to cultivate metta, with that we can overcome or abandon the defilement and with that re-establish a good metta connection.
Yogi du metta ho, di kilita di ma win aung ma phit aung le be metta bwa bi ni ya de.
So please remember or note thatOn one side, in order not to let the defilements arise in one's heart and mind, we should continuously cultivate metta.
Kilitari ajong phit paw la bian mi so lo yin le a di kilitari pe sha yi twe metta be a sai bi bwa.
On the other side,When one of these defilements has arisen in one's mind, then one should simply continue to cultivate metta, putting a bit more effort in the cultivation of loving kindness.
Nadaka, the metta boalu, the kadijarole, boalu magamu, kididariya, metta boalu manayimu, တက္ကတကဖြစ်နေတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အဲခါဒီမှာဝိပဿနာတရားလေးရှုလိုက်မှတ်လိုက်ရတယ
် Sometimes it can happen that the metta connection is not good and that these defilements arise or that many of these defilements arise and then that one is not able to overcome them in this way so in that case or in this caseThen one can resort to practice vipassana meditation.
Metta ne vipassana so ra lo amwa ni ku ve. Amwa ni ku ne ya.
So metta and vipassana they are actually like twins.
The metta yogi mya le metta bwa lo ma kaung bu so yin.Vipassana dia dekatri bwa biya.
So, if the metta meditation does not go well, then one can switch to practice vipassana meditation.
Da so lo yin se ya nyein twa de, sait de kuna shin twa.
And so in this way, with the practice of vipassana meditation, then the mind can becomeclear and free of this defilement again.
Now, vipassana dia athu nei le yogi mya le ကတိမှာဝိပဿနာတရားရှုမှရတာမကောင်းဘူးပြင်းနေတယ်အဲ6တော့တော့နဲ့အာမအဓိပ္ပာယ်မရှိတယ်လို့ဖြစ်နေအဲအဒီကံမျိုးဆိုလို့ချင်းသူလိုမေတ္တာပွားလိုက်ရ
Or else when one is engaged in the practice of vipassana meditation it can happen that the practice is not going well or one feels very bored or it feels so dry and one does not see any sense to continue to practice vipassana meditation. In such a moment, then a vipassana meditator could switch to practice metta meditation. Then one should cultivate metta as long as it takes to make the mind clear and free of the defilements or as long as it takes to overcome the boredom or the sleepiness. And then when the mind is free of the defilements and calm again, then one can switch back to the vipassana.
အဲ့ဒီလိုစိတ်တည်းရှင်းသွားပြီကြည်သွားပြီဆိုတဲ့အချိန်ကျဝိပဿနာဆက်ပွား
So then when the mind has become clear free from the defilements then one can go back to practice vipassana meditation
ဒီဘုန်းကြီးတို့မေတ္တာယောဂီတွေလည်းဒါသဘောပေါက်ပါလေမေတ္တာပွားလို့တက္ကတိမှာမကောင်းဘူးစိတ်တည်းတွေညာနေတယ်ဘဘဒေါသတွေညာနေတယ်နာအိတ်ချင်းနေတယ်ပြင်းနေတယ်ဆိုလို့ရှင်နာဝိပဿနာပွားလဲရတယ
် So your metta meditators here and so when it happens that the practice of metta meditation is not going well when there are so many thoughts or when you feel really sleepy or really bored or overcome by strong emotions then you could switchto vipassana meditation and practice vipassana.
ဘလောက်ကြာကြာပွားမလဲဆိုရင်အကုဏစဉ်းစားစိတ်တွေကိလေသာစိတ်တွေပြင်းစိတ်တွေအိတ်ချင်တဲ့စိတ်တွေရှင်းသွားအောင်ဒီအဲပွားလိုက်ရတယ်.
And then you should practice vipassana meditation until that boredom or the sleepiness or the many thoughts or the strong emotions have disappeared.
ရှင်းသွားပြီသိတဲ့လင်းသွားပြီကြည်သွားပြီဆိုတဲ့အခါကျတော့မေတ္တာဆက်ပွား
And so when these defilements have disappeared when the mind is clear again then you switch back to the metta meditation
အခုမေတ္တာပွားတာနဲ့ဝိပဿနာပွားတာလေးမတူတာလေးပြောမယ
် Now Sayadaw will explainsome of the differences between the practice of metta meditation and vipassana meditation.
Vipassana ဘွားတဲ့ယောဂီကတော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်နဲ့စိတ်မှာဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတဲ့သဘောတရားထင်ရှားရထင်ရှားရထင်ရှားရသဘောတွေကိုထင်ရှားသွားဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတိုင်းရှုပါတယ
် In the practice of vipassana meditation, a meditatoris mindful of all the different phenomena that are arising in the body and the mind, being mindful of these mental and physical phenomena at the moment they arise to see, understand their nature.
Svara, phauna bina, bina intare yogi yale phauna bina shu bo, thali wili bina intare yogi yale thali wili shu,ရှင်နေရင်ရှင်နေရင်နေပြီးတော့အတန်နေကြရင်ကြားတဲ့တန်ကိုဖမ်းပြီးကြားတယ်ကြားတယ်ကြားတယ်ဒီလိုရှိပါလား
So for example if a vipassana meditator is observing the rising and falling movement of the belly so then be aware of that movement or if one is aware of the sensations of the air going in and out at the nostril then one is aware of those sensationsOr if there is an itchy sensation, then one is aware of that itchy sensation.
The Zodiya, a single, mean, 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 死がある。
Or when one is seeing something, a form, a color, then one is aware of the seeing, noting, seeing, seeing. And likewise, smelling a smell, one is aware of smelling, or being aware of a taste, one is aware of tasting.
တော်တဲ့တော်တဲ့ကမှလည်းအရာသာတွေကိုဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတဲ့အရာသာဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတဲ့အတိုင်းရှိပါလား
Or when one is eating something, so then the taste of the food, one is aware of the tastes.
ခဏကူမှပူရာရေးတာတွေပေါ်တာလေးတာတွေဒုံနာကျင်တာတွေဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတဲ့အဲဒီသဘောတွေကိုတင်ရှားရတင်ရှားလိုက်ရှိပါလား
Or else one is aware of the different sensations arising in the body, such as cold or heat or heaviness, lightness or pain, aching and so on. So whatever sensation in the body is distinct, one should be mindful of that.
စဉ်းစားစိတ်ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ပြင်းတဲ့စိတ်ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ပျော်တဲ့စိတ်ပဲဖြစ်ဖြစ်ဖြစ်လာရင်ဖြစ်လာတဲ့စိတ်ကိုရှိပါလေ
Or else one is aware, one is mindful of thoughts that arise or to be mindful of boredom or to be mindful of when one feels happy
အဲဒီမေတ္တာပွားတဲ့မေတ္တာယောဂီကြတော့အဲ့ဒီမြင်နိုင်ကြတာတွေလည်းကြီးစက်စရာမလိုဘူးဒီထုံနာကျင်နာကြိတ်တာကြတာတွေလည်းဂယုစိတ်တရားမလိုဘူး။အာစဉ်းစားစိတ်စိတ်ကူးစိတ်ပြင်းစိတ်ပျော်စိတ်တွေဒါတွေလည်းဂယုစိတ်တရားမလိုဘူး။အဲ့ဒါတွေကိုဥပေက္ခပြုပြီးကိုပွားဖို့ရာရွေးထားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ထက်ကတက်ကတက်ကတက်ကမေတ္တာစိတ်မပြတ်အောင်ပွားနေရတာ
။ However, for a metta meditators, a metta meditator does not need to be aware ofphenomena arising in body and mind. A metta meditator does not need to be aware of, for example, rising and falling movement of the belly. One does not need to be aware of other sensations in the body, heat, cold, pain, aching, and so on. One does not need to be aware of thoughts or emotions arising in the mind.So, whenever such phenomena arise in body and mind, one should be equanimous in regard to these phenomena. One should ignore them, and one should be only focused on the person one has chosen as one's object for the metta meditation.
အဲမေတ္တာပွားလို့ကောင်းလာပြီဆိုတဲ့အခါကျတော့ဝမ်းသာမှုတွေလို့စိတ်တည်ငြိမ်မှုတွေလို့စိတ်ချမ်းသာမှုတွေလို့ဖြစ်လာတယ်အဲ့လိုဖြစ်လာလဲဒီတည်ငြိမ်မှုတွေဝမ်းသာမှုတွေချမ်းသာမှုတွေဂိမ်းမတိုင်းနဲ့အတ္တိသိမ့်မထားနဲ့မေတ္တာစိတ်ကူတာအဆက်မပြတ်ဖြစ်အောင်ကိုယ်ကတတိထားပွားနေရ
Then with the practice of metta meditation,After some time of cultivating loving kindness, the mind can become calm, or joy may arise in one's mind, or one can feel very happy or peaceful. However, when this calmness, joy, happiness, and peacefulness arise, one should not pay attention to those mental states. Again, one should ignore them.And simply continue to cultivate metta for the person one has chosen as object.
Gong gong su su, mi di jiang jiang ya metta bwa mu ya sai bi ma twa ba sin ne, bie bie bi ma twa ba sin ne, set set metta yin set ni aw bwa.
So whatever may arise, good or bad, pleasant or unpleasant, one.That should not interrupt one's metta practice, or one should not pay attention to those objects, but one should simply continue to cultivate loving kindness uninterruptedly.
ဝိပဿနာတရားရှိမှပွားများထုတ်တဲ့အခါတော့သူအပြုမူတွေတွားတာလာတာတွေနေနိုင်နေများနေရင်နေပြီးရှုပွားရင်ဘုကောင်
း Then another point in the practice of Vipassana meditation, one should slow down all actions and movements as much as possible, also going from one place to another.So that should be done very slowly.
The Metta Daya Pwamya Nita Yogi Ja Adilao Di Muya Di Nebu Malu Mani Mamiya Di Lousya Dwa Laya Metta Pwabi Lousya Dwa Laya Kaun Chete.
However, for Metta meditators, it is not needed that they slow down to such a great degree as the Vipassana meditators. As Metta meditatorsOne goes about one's activities and walking from one place to another in a calm and comfortable manner. But also the actions and movements and going from one place to another should not be quick. That's also not good.
မနေမမြန်မမှန်လေးပြုမှုလှူရှားသွားလာပြီးမေတ္တာပွားရတယ
် So it should be a nice comfortable pace in which one can easily continue to cultivate loving kindness
ယခုမေတ္တာရမှာအကြီးမားဆုံးပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ရဲ့အကြောင်းလေးနည်းနည်းပြောမယ
် Now Sayadaw will talk aboutA person, you talk about the person with the most powerful, the strongest metta.
Logama metta jima so bogu bazu ne tila.
So, in this world, who is the person with the most powerful and the strongest metta? Do you know?Yeah, please.
Manera.
That's correct.
I don't know that we do not have a mimi guru.တပ်ဖွဲ့ရာအမျိုးမျိုးကြံစည်ပြီးနေတဲ့ဒေဝရအပေါ်မှာလည်းအမမုံမှုတရားဥလာသားတော်ပေါ်မှာမေတ္တာထားသလိုပဲဒေဝရပေါ်မှာလည်းမေတ္တာထားနိုင်တယ
် the Buddha I have to begin not after Devadatta One of the monks at the time of the Buddha, his name was Devadatta, he tried on several occasions to kill the Buddha. And although he tried to kill the Buddha did not get angry at him, he did not hate Devadatta. But instead, he had the same kind of metta for Devadatta,as he had for his son, Rahula.
Now, Mimi Gu Dapuya Dhane Naga Laibi Nere Nguri Mala Takuji Bomale Nyadavya Ammomu Yahula Gu Chitalube Nguri Mala Bomale Chikane Metta Thanayana.
Or else, there wasa bandit, a robber. His name was Angulimala. And one day he ran after the Buddha with a knife and wanted to kill him. But still, the Buddha did not hate him. The Buddha had the same kind of metta for Angulimala as he had for his son Rahula.
Now, Mimiku Nendabuya Bibilare Senyani Nalagiri Bomale Chalemajahu Medalemabiahu Yahula Druda Boma Chidrube Nalagiri Senyibomale Chicken and Medatana.
Or else, one time the wild elephant Nalagiri was released to kill the Buddha, to trample him to death. And also here, the Buddha was not afraid of this wild elephant, and he still felt the same kind of metta as he had for his son Rahula. So the Buddha's metta was equally spread over all beings. There was no difference between any kinds of beings. There were no beings he loved and others he hated. So to have equal metta for all living beings, that's not easy. That's difficult.
Some
people, they love their family, but then they hate other people. Or some people love the people from their own country, but they hate people from other countries. Some people, they love other people, are friendly to other people, but then they hate animals. Or other people, they love animals, but they hate people. So to really feel the same kind of metta for all beings, that's difficult. So some people, yeah, they have metta for other people, but then they hate the mosquito and the bug. But for the Buddha, there was no being he hated. The Buddha had metta for all beings equally. That's why Sayadaw thinks that in this world, Buddha is the person with the strongest and most powerful metta. So Sayadaw will continue on this topic in his talk tomorrow afternoon. Today, Sayadaw doesn't feel so well. After eating breakfast, then he started to feel not so well.
ဒီနေ့သောတပန်ရတဲ့ဒီနေ့တရားမဟောတော့ဘူးမာရိယာပဲဟောခိုင်းမယ်လို့သူတို့မှန်းတာ
So then before lunch he thought maybe I'm not able to give the Dhamma talk this afternoon and maybe I tell Maria to give the talk instead.
ဒါပေမဲ့နေ့လည်းနည်းနည်းနားနားနေနေနဲ့တရားလေးမှတ်လိုက်တယ်ဝိပဿနာတရားလေးမှတ်လိုက်တော့နည်းနည်းတက်တာတော့ကောင်းတော့
So then after lunch taking rest he was actually practicing meditation some metta meditation vipassana meditation and that made him feel better
အဲ့ဒီဝိပဿနာတရားကလည်းဒါမိမိတို့အတွက်ဆေးကောင်းတစ်ခွက်ပဲ
So especially this vipassana meditation is like medicine for sayado
အတော့တဲ့ယောဂဝေဒနာကတော့ဝိပဿနာရှုလိုက်ရင်တက်တာသွားတယ်သူမျိုးလုံးဝပျောက်ကင်းသွား
He has the experience that practicing vipassana meditation, that some of his physical ailments, sicknesses, completely disappeared, or at least he felt some relief.
That's why, metta ve phipi, vipassana deya ve phipi, gaganana, jajanana, bwamya atutta wo lo de.
So whether it is metta meditation or whether it is vipassana meditation, whatever we practice, we should practice it diligently and deeply.
Ku manierunga doriya ga metta bwa nau de u chain ni pe da no?
Yes. So yesterday, the Arya instructed you to change to a dear person for cultivating metta. And now, simply continue with this person for your metta practice.
You're going to ascend up in Brahma, Mimi Guru, Bhavu, Dudiya Guru, Jinyu Leza, Bhagu Guru, Bhavu,တတရားကိုယဉ်နေတဲ့မိစေကိုပွားဖို့လို့ဒီလိုပွားဖို့အစဉ်ကိုခိုင်းနေတယ်
။ So until now Sayado has instructed you to cultivate metta in this sequence. First of all cultivating metta for oneself, then second cultivating metta for a respected person or a benefactor and thencultivating metta for a dear friend.
တဲ့ယောဂီတို့ဘွားတဲ့ကံမှာတော့ဘယ်စုကိုသာဘွားမလဲဆိုရင်တကူဘွားလို့အကောင်းဆုံးပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ကိုသတ္တသတ္တပြီးဘွား
Sometimes meditator ask, meditators ask with which person they should start their metta meditation or their sitting. You should start with that personfor whom it is easiest to cultivate metta.
So that, ကိုယ်နဲ့အမှန်ရင်းနေတဲ့မိစေဘွားတာကောင်းတယ်လွယ်တယ်ဆိုရင်သူ့ကိုစားဘွားပြီးတဲ့ကြောင့်ပြီးတော့ညမဒုတိယကိုကြီးယူလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဘွားဒီလိုလုပ်ရ
So if it's the dear person who is the easiest person to cultivate metta,then you start with this dear person.
ဒါမှမဟုတ်ကိုချင်းယူလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဘွားတာပိုပြီးကောင်းတယ်လွယ်တယ်ဆိုရင်လည်းကိုချင်းယူလေးသားတဲ့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ပထမဘွားပြီးတော့မှမိတ်ဆွေရင်းဘူးဘွား
However, if the respected person or the benefactor is the easiest person to develop metta for, then you start with that respected person or the benefactor.And from there, you switch to the dear person. If we start with an easy person, then the metta will easily arise.
Another thing is, if you are a person, kaun na shi de lo so ra shi de so ra shi de lo kaun na shi de a kaun su twon twae bi ni da
So whatever person we choose for our metta meditation, each person has good sides and bad sides, or good qualities and bad qualities. So, a metta meditator, when he chooses another person as the object for one's metta meditation, then one should only look at the good side of this person or at the good qualities of this person. One should ignore the bad sides, the bad qualities of this person.
So, yeah, by the upama being, John said, Yoga, go go, that being, and then be it. And then be that, Gama, Dinunga, or a Nogde, Yabi, Dine.
So, for example, the object is one's teacher from the school. And when one went to school, one remembers that the teacher was shouting at one or scolding one, giving punishment. So if we at one stage choose our school teacher as the object for our metta meditation, then one should not pay attention to these bad qualities or bad sides of the teacher, the fact that he was scolding one, shouting at one, and so on. But one should reflect that this teacher facilitated our education, that we learned things which were helpful for our
life.
So if one would reflect on the bad qualities or on the fact that the teacher was scolding one, giving punishment, even hitting oneself, so then metta would not arise, but instead dosa and mental suffering would arise. But when we reflect on the fact that we could learn something, that it helped our education, then in that way it is possible to cultivate metta. So may all of you be able to see the good sides, to see the good qualities of the person who is the object of your metta meditation, and may you all become virtuous persons, feeling happy and peaceful in both body and mind.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Thank you.